in those. Still not done in Virginia. There is the potential for severe flooding along Virginia's coast, and a coastal flood warning is in effect. President Biden today will survey damage from Hurricane Fiona in Puerto Rico, where tens of thousands of people are still without power after that storm hit 2 weeks ago. In health news, doctors have a message for vaccine-weary Americans. Don't skip your flu shot this fall. And seniors ask for a special extra-strength kind. After flu hit historically low levels during the COVID-19 pandemic, it may be poised for a comeback. The main clue? A nasty flu season just ended in Australia. The Dow ahead 685 points, the NASDAQ up 200. This is SRN News.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news continues to be very good. This great fall weather pattern continues. More sunshine today, comfortable humidity, nice little breeze out of the north. Today's high 83. Tonight, jacket weather again, overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity with more sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday before it turns cooler again on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, and we want to thank you for voting us Best Credit Union and Mortgage Company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards, providing awesome products and personal service for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that left one person dead. Police say 23-year-old Reginald Woods and another man were found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street just before 2:30 Sunday morning. Woods died at the scene. The second victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. A Montgomery man has been sentenced to life in prison for murder. D.A. Daryl Bailey says Anthony Stoddard will serve a life sentence for murdering Demetrius Richards on January 17, 2020. Stoddard gunned down Richards, who was out on a date with Stoddard's ex-girlfriend in front of a liquor store on Mobile Highway. Alabama State Troopers say 37-year-old Victor Buchanan was killed when a car he was driving left the road and hit a tree south of Opelika. The wreck happened around 12:30 Sunday morning on Lee County Road 54. Investigators say Buchanan was not using a seatbelt and died at East Alabama Medical Center. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Men, are you asking yourself questions like, why am I gaining fat? Why is my energy or sex drive down? And maybe you haven't been getting the exercise you need. If you want to get back to the man you used to be, but just don't have that youthful energy, that edge you once had, you very well might have low testosterone. Low T causes all kinds of issues, from a reduced libido, lower drive, and bad sleep patterns, to problems with muscle gain and bone density, and more. It may even contribute to erectile dysfunction. And if this sounds like you, it's probably time to get treated for your low T. At Montgomery Men's Health, we've treated many men for low T. We've seen them put on muscle, add to their energy, improve their sex lives, get better sleep, and just feel better. Plus, if you're like most men, you'll see results in only a few weeks. So make an appointment today and experience how low testosterone therapy can truly change your life. Your initial appointment is only $99 with results in minutes. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. That's montgomerymenshealth.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Welcome back to Straight Talk without April Marie this week. I'm Scott Mosley, your producer. April Marie is on a retreat, a week long. No internet, no phone, no email, no distractions. Can she do it? Would you do it?
We talked about that, and I said, you know, I can get by without checking social media and Twitter, all the junk we do. But, you know, you want at least to have, if somebody really needs you, like a family member or friend, some sort of emergency.
Yeah.
Maybe you just have a call feature, but all the rest of the stuff, put it on hold. It would be hard for, because, you know, when you came back from a week, it would all be
Man, you'd never get through the emails. Are you kidding me?
Somebody says, you know, I said, you know what kind of vacations I like? Kind of the short ones, you know, 3 or 4 days, because you go for a week or so, it's all still
piles up too much. It's almost insurmountable. Yeah, I'd have to just trash my email account after a week.
We lived without it in the past, but now we've become all so just addicted to having it. And it's how do you? So good for her for decompressing, and
Getting away from it all a little bit. I would embrace the opportunity if I had the chance. I could do it in a heartbeat, man. Get rid of the phone, the internet, all of it.
Well, look, we'll be talking to Lee Centel about tourism, so you can talk about some places around the state of Alabama that you can go decompress. Everybody thinks,
peace.
Summer's over with. No more beach.
All the mountains in fall in Alabama.
And let me tell you, to me, some of the best time to go to the beach is in the fall. Less people, not as hot, less traffic on I-65. So I kind of like the fall going to the beach.
The best time? You get off-season rates. It's not so crowded. It's wonderful. Yeah. I like to go down there in January.
You know, so you can talk to him about that. But, you know, one of the things we didn't get to, we wanted to talk about in the first, you know, we've got elections now.
The midterms
in November the 8th. So, yes, we have elections right here in Alabama. But obviously we're watching around the country as well. And what's going to happen, because it appears, and we can talk to Congressman more about this, it appears that the Republicans may take the House. It's optimistic.
To God's ears.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. My lips to God's ears. You were optimistic. But it's really the Senate. And I was looking at some of the latest polling, and there were a couple of races that are really close that folks were saying they didn't even think those were in take. I mean, obviously everybody's talked about Georgia and Herschel Walker, and that's a close race with
that's going down the wire.
But and then North
big
Carolina,
swing state.
That's a close race, and Wisconsin, where the incumbent is up by about 2 points. But one of the states that I saw was Nevada, and actually that is a incumbent Democrat, Cortez Masto, but the Republican is up by 2 points in recent polling.
Could maintain to take that seat.
And really, folks haven't been talking about Nevada. They've been talking about Pennsylvania, where the Democrat is up, but only by about 2 points.
Yeah.
So I think on the night of the election, they're even talking about Colorado, maybe one of those states.
In play,
where the Republican could come back and take it. And right now, the latest polling had the Democrat up by 6 points, which is a pretty good spread. But some of them say that may even. So it's going to be really interesting to watch, not just the race that I think, because it's right next door and because it's Herschel Walker, we're watching that. But there's a lot of races, Arizona, New Hampshire, where they're saying that's going to be a close race where the Democrat incumbent, but could the Republican there? Election night, we're going to be watching a lot of the races. because everybody thought for certain it was going to be a Republican red wave. And now they're saying, well, it may not be what we thought it would be. Now, look, it's 5 weeks away, I guess a week and a half away. That's a lifetime in politics when it comes to elections. That's a lifetime away.
A lot of surprises.
A lot of surprises between now and then. A lot of money is going to be spent between now and then.
The smearing of Herschel Walker that's going on. I follow one of the Atlanta channels for sports and comedy. And, man, they are pouring the money in on slamming Herschel Walker.
And what's interesting is that the last polling in Georgia that I saw, and I think it was a Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll, which it's not like they're some conservative.
No.
It was interesting. It had the incumbent Democrat, Warnock, up by 4, but it had the governor, Governor Kemp, up by 7 over Stacey Abrams.
An interesting mix you have there.
So think about it. In Georgia, when they go to the polls on November 8th, you got those two high-profile. Now, there are other races. There's a Secretary of State and all that. But really, the two high-profile races are the governor's race and the Senate race. And the latest polling came, it was this past week, actually it was a Fox News poll, had the governor up, the Republican governor up, Kemp, over his Democrat challenger. And, you know, last time he beat her, it was pretty close. And then, but it's got the Democrat incumbent in the Senate. So are people going to go and vote for Kemp?
Flop those, doesn't sound likely.
That's...
You would think if one goes, the other will too.
Yeah, and so you're going to have to look outside of the Atlanta metro area and see what's going to happen across the state. Where you think they would vote, which it's been a red state in the past. It's got a majority of Republican Congress.
Once you get outside of the Atlanta city limits,
right,
and Athens to a degree.
Will they split that up? Will they say we're going to vote straight ticket Republican? So that'll be interesting. Just our neighbor in Georgia to see what they end up doing with that race. It's in Arizona is the same way. You've got the governor's race. Where it's an open race, you see the incumbent is, I think, term limited. But you've got the Republican in the race up by 1. It's close. But then in the Senate race, you've got the challenger, the Republican challenger to incumbent Senator Kelly, down by 5. So that's, again, are you going to see a split ticket there? So it's going to be interesting around the country. There is obviously folks... don't have confidence in the current administration when it comes to inflation and the border and crime and supply chain issues and food prices and gasoline prices
and everything else.
And so it looks like in some of the gubernatorial races, they're going with the Republicans. But if you're dissatisfied with this administration and you want to put a check on that, the President Biden, well, one of the best ways to do it is to flip the...
Help out
the Senate.
Yeah, help out where it can.
So,
kinda...
is there a disconnect right now with these polls and how the voters really feel? Because if you're dissatisfied with what's going on in Washington D.C., best way to do it is
take the power away.
Take
from
the power
Senate.
Away, both the Senate and Congress, and that'd be the best way to do it. So anyway.
I'm not sure how these Democrats are running on any kind of a. National, look at what Joe Biden has done for us. Let's support him. I'll support Joe Biden.
I can't imagine
kind of campaign.
Are campaigning with the president.
You probably want to run away from that, I would think.
Yep. So I know we got it right now. This is Paul DeMarco in for Straight Talk with Abel Marie Vogel on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Ernest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Ernest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Ernest today. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Here we are, back in storm season in central Alabama again. We rely on our electricity for basic needs in our home. Refrigeration, air conditioning, communication. And if you have a medical condition that requires equipment, your life could depend on the power staying on. When power outages strike, a whole house generator could save you money and stress. Talk to Headley Plumbing today, 285-3667. Or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com. A generator is a solid investment in your home, and Headley Plumbing can help. 285-3667 or headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Okay, again, this is Paul DeMarco filling in for April Marie Fogle on News Talk 93.1 FM here.
Quite admirably as well, Paul. Outstanding guest, interesting topics, keeping it moving on a Monday.
Well, a lot to talk about. It's the beginning of the month. It's the beginning of October. It's a lot going on around the country, a lot going on around the state with obviously the hurricane down in Florida, the Supreme Court going back in session. The midterm elections, a lot to talk about going on nationally in Alabama and right here in Montgomery. So
move ever closer to these November midterm elections, which might be kind of important.
And at the bottom of the hour, we've got Congressman Barry Moore.
Excellent.
We've got a lot to talk about with him. But we will, if we have time, actually maybe talk about these midterm elections. What he's hearing, since he serves in the U.S. House of Representatives, what he's hearing about the elections. We've got a few minutes here before we go to the bottom of the hour, and I think you've got a.
Duke's been waiting patiently on the line. Okay. Let's see what is on Duke's mind today. How you doing, man?
How you doing, sir?
All right. Happy Monday,
Duke. Thanks for being with us on this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yes, sir. Well, I've been listening to you and your phone guest talk about crime, and it must be political season because you guys didn't cover all crime. And when it comes to law enforcement as well, the FBI wasn't mentioned. How people attacking the FBI, which in my eyes is part of law enforcement as well. Doesn't you think that?
Who's attacking the FBI? What now?
Well, you got people that be shooting at the FBI, you know, and people talking about canceling the FBI out and all that good stuff over the media several months.
Well, I appreciate that comment. I think what we were focused on is what most people are focused on, these crimes in the streets, the murder rate has spiked and what we've seen in the state of Alabama. And I think I was trying to get back to the neighborhoods where people are having really the concern. You're right. There are a lot of national issues that we can talk about. But I think when it comes to public safety, and that's why I had Representative Treadway, who was a street patrol officer, who was seeing it and seeing some of the frustration and the fact that they're having trouble recruiting police officers to patrol the streets of Montgomery or Prattville or, you know, Birmingham, Alabama, or anywhere. And I think that's really, to me, when I talk to people, that's one of the number one issues they talk about is what are we going to do about crime? And when you see the revolving door we've seen from the jails, that's a real concern. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat or black or white or man or woman. All of us should do something to prevent these crimes from happening, and it's a problem right now. We can't just ignore that there's a problem with the criminal justice system in this country right now, and it's not a partisan issue. Let's not make it a partisan issue. Unfortunately, though, what you've seen is some of the policies from one of the Washington, D.C., from the Democrats when it came to defund the police, or let's get rid of bail and bond. That has made an issue when it comes to those issues, and that's why we're talking about it and that we need to do something about it. I mean, we've got some of the highest spike of violent crime we've seen in decades, and that's why it needs to be handled. But I appreciate your comments, and thanks for being with us today, dude.
Thank
you, Duke. Appreciate you, man.
So this is one of the issues. They do a lot of polling right now, and they're trying to figure out what are the issues that are connecting with voters.
What resonates with the voter right now?
And, you know, there's always, was it the James Carville comment, is the economy stupid?
There it is.
Well, I mean, I actually had the opportunity to see him today, and he didn't talk about that, because I want to say, wait a second.
You want to talk about LSU, didn't he?
Yeah, he had all kinds of
predictions. Yeah, I bet he did.
But I will say this is, yes, it's the economy. When people are having to make decisions about their budgets when it comes to food and gasoline, and they're looking at their stock market portfolio and what it's gone down in the past 2 years, it is a concern. That is a concern, because they're looking at their elected officials. What are you doing out there? Where are you spending the money? And why do you continue to spend the money you're at? So that's a real concern to folks.
Now, people are feeling it in the wallet right now, and that is an issue.
Look, after the pandemic and the job market, and everybody's trying to figure out how we're going to move forward. I mean, what's happened historically with the job market and the supply chain, and while gasoline has gone down some, I mean, people are still having to deal with what they ended up paying earlier this summer.
But meanwhile, inflation continues to rise.
Yeah,
very seriously.
And they're looking at their retirement accounts like, much longer am I going to have to work to make up for the money I lost in the stock market? I may have been planning on retiring at this age, but I'm going to have to retire at a later age because of the amount of money that I thought I was going to have that has been lost in the stock market.
Yeah, and as inflation goes up and the stock market losses, a lot of people, their retirement is being stolen, in effect. It's just disappearing.
Well,
what you worked on, because not only that, the money that you worked for, you thought this would be enough to retire on. Well, all of a sudden, here we are, and the rate that we're printing money, it devalues that money. So really, in effect, a lot of people's retirement has been, in a way, stolen.
Well, and they see the amount of money flowing from Washington, D.C. to all around the world.
Fiat currency.
Yeah. What about me? What about us? What are you doing to take care of the average citizen? You know, this vote they just had in the United States Senate, and I know Senator Tuberville voted against it. And,
how much more do we send to Ukraine this week?
Well, yeah. You know, here was the breakdown in some of the money that where it was being spent. I think they talked about how, was it $2 billion to Florida and $20 billion to Ukraine, or something to that effect.
Something like 10 to 1, yeah.
Yeah, I think, that is, and then they were sending money elsewhere, but it's just a real concern when folks say, well, where's the money?
It's unrealistic.
Why isn't it getting back to the people, the taxpayers, those that are doing it? It's just a real concern. I was looking at a number right here. We talk about the stock market. The S&P 500 is down 24.8% in the first 188 trading days of 2022, the fourth worst start to a year in history. The NASDAQ is down 32.4% in the first 188 trading days of 2022, the worst start to a year in history.
Worst.
Now,
you don't hear that on your nightly news.
No.
Why is that?
That really means something
right
to everybody. It means something to your own retirement.
We're all affected.
Account. It means something to those businesses out there where folks who have the retirement accounts. So this is affecting all of us, and that's why when we get to November 8th, usually the first 2 years, that midterm, there is a change. Folks say they want to put a check on the current administration. But will that end up being, when people leave the polls and they do those kind of post voting questions. What was the number one issue? How can it not be the economy, as bad as it is, as it has been, unless you've been a victim of crime? And you'll say, well, that was my number one issue. I mean, how are those not the two number one issues?
I can't imagine anything else. And primarily, most people, it will be the economy.
So that's why...
That's the real issue right now. It's when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the gas pump, that's where you're feeling it.
Well, and that's why, you know, and our neighbors in Georgia, and I know you get close to some of your listeners close over there to Columbus and, you know...
Alex City and all that.
You know, Valley and Lynette and West Point, Georgia. And we start getting right there, some of our neighbors and LaGrange and all that. It's like, LaGrange. If you're going to vote Republican for governor, aren't you going to turn around and vote for Herschel Walker?
Exactly.
Because his vote will be diametrically opposed to the current
federal administration,
who is voting with the administration. So that'll be interesting to watch. I mean, there's a lot of states, but I'm really watching Georgia, because you got to think those folks in a state that has usually been reliably conservative, are they going to again? It was a whole different animal 2 years ago with the pandemic and what happened over there with both of them again. Like, but it's
you don't want to get me started on that. That's such a it gets a little down the conspiracy rabbit hole there.
Yeah. Right? So well, it's because of, like, you know, when you're in places like, was it Lynette and West Point, Georgia? I mean, they're right there.
Right.
I mean,
across the border.
Across the border, but almost you can't even tell the difference between when Alabama ends. And so it's the same people.
True story.
Same folks right there. Same, you know, Phoenix City and Columbus, right? You know, you got the river, but it's the same. And they all go by Eastern time. I learned that the hard way once when I was supposed to be in court.
They got you.
They got me. I'm like, I should have known better. It's like when the doors were locked at the... You should have known better.
We're in the central time zone, but we're on...
But Russell County...
Eastern
least,
time.
I can't say every single person in Russell County goes by Eastern time, and maybe somebody can call and say that, but at least at the courthouse, it was Eastern time.
As far as you were concerned, yeah.
So it's the same people. It's like you see what's going on here in Alabama, electing, you know, a Republican in the Senate seat. I think it's kind of foregone conclusion. I know the Katie Britt campaign says don't take anything for granted, but I'll say
I don't see that
pretty comfortably. Katie Britt's going to be the next United States Senator from Alabama. But why don't you see that same going on in Georgia as well?
Why is that?
Because they're seeing the same frustration with gasoline and inflation and everything going on around. Why wouldn't Herschel Walker be?
I would think
way ahead of the incumbent Democrat.
The urban pull of Atlanta and canceling out so much of the rest of the state.
Plus, there's a lot of talk about Georgia football right now, right?
How about them Dogs?
Even though they almost...
That's close.
That was a close game. They end up winning by, was it 4 points or something? Was it 26-22? That
had to come way back.
That would have been a shocker, but because of that, they lost their number one ranking.
They did drop.
Polls.
I think Bama retook number one, correct?
Yeah. So I have a feeling...
Not that it matters that much, it's fun to watch.
Nick Saban would say that's what, rat poison?
No, that rat poison, man.
He'd say rat poison.
Reading their own press clippings.
Yeah, so, hey, look, there'll be a lot of clips from Nick Saban as we get ready for the football game this weekend with Texas.
We're talking about that this weekend, all the Auburn problems and issues. You kind of feel bad for my wife's an Auburn graduate, so I'm a Bama fan.
And look, we watched it. I thought Auburn was going to pull it out over LSU, but like I said, I'm gonna get some gumbo out of it. So look, it's the bottom of the hour.
I had to make my own, man.
It's the bottom of the hour. News Talk 93.1 FM. This is Paul DeMarco filling for Abram Marie Fogle. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team. Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, myalabamahomemortgage.com. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. War Eagle, Roll Tide. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Men, are you asking yourself questions like, why am I gaining fat? Why is my energy or sex drive down? And maybe you haven't been getting the exercise you need. If you want to get back to the man you used to be, but just don't have that youthful energy, that edge you once had, you very well might have low testosterone. Low T causes all kinds of issues, from a reduced libido, lower drive, and bad sleep patterns, to problems with muscle gain and bone density, and more. It may even contribute to erectile dysfunction. And if this sounds like you, it's probably time to get treated for your low T. At Montgomery Men's Health, we've treated many men for low T. We've seen them put on muscle, add to their energy, improve their sex lives, get better sleep, and just feel better. Plus, if you're like most men, you'll see results in only a few weeks. So make an appointment today and experience how low testosterone therapy can truly change your life. Your initial appointment is only $99 with results in minutes. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. That's MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
The Alabama National Fair is back October 7th through 16th. Enjoy the rides, food, and free entertainment with your fair admission.
See the live shark encounter, canines in flight, the Zerbini Family Circus, Pup Down Rockers, and the fan favorite Swifty Swine Racing Pigs.
Save time and money. Buy your tickets online, discounted from the box office. Available through Ticketmaster on the Alabama National Fair website or through the fair app.
Buying in advance lets you skip the ticket purchase line and start enjoying the fair faster.
The Alabama National Fair.
Sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery and HMMA.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news continues to be very good. This great fall weather pattern continues. More sunshine today, comfortable humidity, nice little breeze out of the north. Today's high 83. Tonight, jacket weather again, overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity with more sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday before it turns cooler again on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Paul DeMarco filling in for April Marie Fogle. Glad for everyone to be with us on this Monday, October the 3rd on News Talk 93.1 FM. We've had a lot to talk about today between what's going on in Florida, midterm elections, the Supreme Court. But our next guest is no stranger to these airwaves and is a friend of mine from our service together, the Alabama House of Representatives, and that's your own Congressman Barry Moore. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Paul, thank you for having me on, man. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and the folks back in Alabama.
Well, I know you've got a lot going on, so we appreciate it, but there's so much to talk about with you today that I'm going to try to cover as many topics as we can with you. And it was good to visit with you recently. And there's several things, but I think first and foremost, I do want to talk to you about this, is that, you know, what's going on with our veterans. I know that's for you, that's personal for you with your service and veterans. And there's been so many just sad stories, what's going on with treatment of veterans. But I know this is an issue that you've worked hard on. And give us a real quick update on what you're working on with to support our veterans.
Yeah, so recently the DOD made a decision to sort of streamline expenses on pharmacies and prescription drugs. And most veterans used to be able to go to their local pharmacy. And the problem with the new contract that's been negotiated now is that they're either going to have to go to a CVS or possibly, mail-in prescriptions and that sort of thing. And that's concerning. It's unbelievable to me that the government usually wants to cut the places of those who have served. I wish we would make veterans benefits. Maybe we'll make welfare benefits as hard to get as veterans benefits. And the country, you know, it just seems like to me we target the people who've paid in. And so we're frustrated with what the DOD is doing. We're obviously concerned about people who live in rural areas who are veterans who need their medicines, especially emergent Medicare, where they need some medicine pretty quickly and they don't have a CVS near them. And some of our veterans are getting on up in years, so it's not good for them to have to drive a long way. So I'm on a letter. We're encouraging the DOD to look into this policy, and we're certainly, as our office and our local district office, Second Congressional District, is we're sitting down with the veterans, training them so they'll know how to go online, go ahead and get their mail-in scripts ready to go so they don't have to miss a time when their medications aren't available if they don't have a local pharmacy. So that's one of the things we're tackling right now, but it's just challenging. Like I said, when you see the people who have served us always seem to get short on the stick when it comes to the federal bureaucracy.
Well, in addition to that, this was just talk about frustrating, talking about just making your blood boil, was the U.S. Army recently recommending the soldiers to apply for SNAP benefits, food stamps, to cover the cost of inflation. So our soldiers, sailors, telling them to apply for food stamps. I mean, you're taking care of folks who aren't even citizens of this country and putting them in the same level as our soldiers who risk their lives and limbs out there. I tell you, that is why the American public has so little confidence what's going on in Washington, D.C., because when the U.S. Army tells soldiers to apply for those type of benefits.
Yeah, as the government, we continue to penalize success and reward failure. And like you said, it's the people who have paid in have done their part. They're now saying, oh, you need to go get SNAP benefits. And, oh, by the way, if you've never done anything to help our country, if you're coming here illegally across the border, we're going to take care of you and educate you and feed you and take care of your medical needs. And it's just ridiculous how we have begun, like I said, as a nation, to reward those who have done nothing for this country and penalize those who have served and given so much. It's certainly a concern, and it's part of what's wrong with D.C. It's one of the things I hope we can start to repair and fix as we get the majority in November.
Well, one of the things, Barry, and you and I have talked about this before, is just where we are with the United States military. We are, the men and women of the United States Armed Services are the best in the world. But when you look at the leadership, and instead of putting first and foremost making sure the readiness, that they have the equipment, it's all about this woke politics. And I'll tell you, I cannot tell you how disturbed I am with what I'm seeing coming out of some of the training from the armed services. And will the Republicans, if they take control, march up the Secretary of Defense? And some of these folks say, what are you doing? Why is this more important, climate change and some of these other issues, as opposed to making sure that they are ready for combat?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Paul. That, to me, is one of the most important issues we face going forward, is the military itself and how it's become woke. And wokeism, every time it touches something, it ruins it. And we've had a great military. We've got great soldiers. But the policies, it's killing the morale down the chain of command. And so you've got these joint chiefs, and you've got SecDef, and those folks that are always looking to appease the woke culture and the left in the country. and they're not even looking down at the command structure and the soldiers below them saying, hey, we're here to take care of you, whether it's the CRT they're teaching at West Point or it's a vaccine mandate. I mean, this morning it was reported that the Army, they came up 20% short on recruiting goals because nobody trusts the commander-in-chief. They don't trust the Joint Chiefs. They don't trust the SEC. They have to do what's best for the soldiers. With Afghanistan and what we saw go down and how we dropped the ball to our allies there, and then they come down with these vaccine mandates, and the word is we may lose 10% of our Navy SEALs simply because of a mandate on a vaccine that doesn't seem to work anyway, right? And so it just tells you that as we're worried about pronouns and how we're going to identify pronouns, whether it be in the Navy, the military, the SecDef, whoever, you know, other nations are testing hypersonic missiles. We're having trouble with Russia. We have a Ukraine invasion. We've dropped the ball in Afghanistan, and we can't seem to focus on what really matters. The military is here to break things and to kill things and to protect this country and to serve our allies, and we're just not doing the job at the top of the chain of command.
Well, I mean, here's a perfect example. The Air Force Academy, they're teaching some sort of diversity inclusion class, and one of the instructions to the cadets was, do not use terms like mom and dad. Use parent or caregiver. I mean, how is this happening? How is that one of the most, when they need to be teaching these Air Force cadets about national security issues, and this is what they're spending time? How much do we spend to educate a cadet at the Air Force Academy? And will these questions be asked of Secretary Austin and hold some sort of accountability? What's going on?
We absolutely. I think there's an opportunity for us to ask, and certainly as Republicans take the majority in November, we control the purse strings. And so we have a House Armed Services Committee. We have, you know, Homeland Security Committees. The committees, especially the House Armed Services, where we fund the budgets for the defense of this country. When the National Defense Appropriation Act comes down, the NDAA, we need to make sure that, hey, we're not worried about pronouns. We're not worried about vaccine mandates. We're not worried about CRT. That's not the stuff that makes a great soldier. That doesn't make you better in a foxhole or in an aircraft or on the front line. We need to be training soldiers how to fight and do the mission and not worry about pronouns and that sort of stuff that has zero to do with the military being able to defend our country and to protect our allies. And it's just simply a matter of putting priorities back where they belong. The leadership in the military, along with Joe Biden and the administration, have taken their eye off the ball and the purpose of why we hire these soldiers. We appreciate these great patriots, and we need to bring them in and let them do their job and quit trying to be some social program on wokeness for the country. It just doesn't work. It hasn't worked anywhere it's ever went. Wokeness ruins everything it touches, whether it be the NBA or the education system. We certainly don't need it in our defense sector.
No, and look, it is so important to your district alone with Maxwell and in the Wiregrass and in Ozark. I mean, all the great military installations we've seen here in Alabama and all the great men and women we see all the time here in the state, and to be pushing this on them when they signed up to serve to protect this country, and this whole push on them to try to indoctrinate these soldiers and sailors and airmen. I cannot tell you the frustration from the average citizen when they look at this and say, what are we going to do about the military? Where's the accountability? I was talking about it earlier on the air, Barry. Where was the accountability for those 13 soldiers and sailors that died in Afghanistan a year ago? I haven't seen, and tell me if I'm missing it, has anybody been held responsible at the top, the leaders, for the death of those men and women in Afghanistan?
Yeah, to this point, Paul, nobody has been held accountable. And that's the thing. Again, that's going to be on us when we get the majority. But we cannot allow these kind of failures on such a – I mean, it's to me the way the nation looks on the global scale and our ability to fight, defend, and protect our allies. That sort of thing, we have to have accountability. We have to fix that stuff. And, you know, one of the things that it seems like to me we're kind of undermining our military, that's why this whole thing about the student debt loan, I mean – If they're talking about waiving these student debts, you know, these student loans at all these people. But to me, that is one of the greatest tools we have for recruiting in the military. There are a lot of young people who went to school on the GI Bill, like myself, and it was an opportunity to help us recruit. But instead, we're doing everything we can to undermine our military's ability to recruit great people, to keep great people. And like I said, the vaccine mandate is one of those things I think it's cost us. We're going to lose a lot of soldiers who are not willing to take the vaccine, don't think they need the vaccine. We're not sure about it. And so there are things we're doing. I think it's intentional sometimes, but Afghanistan, the way we dropped the ball, the way they the way they evacuated there, and we lost those Marines. There absolutely has to be accountability. I hope in November we get the majority. Once we're sworn in January, we can start having hearings on that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. Well, look, we've got a little break here. Do you have about a few more minutes to hold over the break? Because there was a couple other issues that I know our listeners want to hear about, including immigration, the economy, as well as the midterms. Do you have a few more minutes to hold on?
Sure. We'll sit tight.
All right. We'll be right back with you. This is News Talk 93.1 FM.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Paul DeMarco filling in for April Marie Fogle on News Talk 93.1 FM. And we've got with us Congressman Barry Moore. Thanks for being with us today.
Great to be on News Talk, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is your district here. So there are a lot of issues we've been talking about today. But one, you know, we've been talking about the hurricane and helping those people in West Alabama. And we've seen our fair share of hurricanes. But I did not know, and I wanted to get your comment on this, that Vice President Kamala Harris said, well, we're going to, when it comes to hurricane relief, we're going to make sure there's some sort of distribution based on equity or equality as opposed to those who are in need. And I don't know if you've heard about that, and what's the talk about that in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I think everybody was shocked by the comments, honestly. And I think a lot of times what we're seeing of recent from this administration is a pulling back of the veil, and it's about a redistribution and targeting certain citizens for benefits and discriminating against others. It's not necessarily what this country is about. It's a we the people, not if you identify as this or whatever the case may be. So yeah, I was shocked. I'm kind of like you guys. We hadn't had a lot of talk about it. It's another one of her gaffes, and honestly, maybe a pulling back of the veil of how she really feels. But as a nation, we have to take care of every American. It shouldn't be based on anything other than the fact that they're citizens of ours, they're friends of ours, they're neighbors of ours, we can take care of them.
Well, we keep on looking for November 8th, for some, some sort of relief. And again, whether we take the Senate, we think we're the House, but what do you expect the American public to see if Republicans take over when it comes to trying to hold some of these issues, trying to hold folks accountable?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that McCarthy understands, that Kevin understands, that the American people, we realize as a nation we're deep in our own territory, to put it in an SEC football reference. We can't take a knee. We've got to move the ball back to midfield. The damage that has been done by this administration, and when you got a one-party rule that's driving towards socialism in D.C., the damage that can be done rather rapidly, especially when they step on the gas. And so I think the American people are expecting us to do something. I think McCarthy understands that. I appreciate Newt Gingrich stepping forward. They did the contract with America. We've revealed a commitment to America. But I think you're going to see a nation that's going to be more secure. it's going to be more affordable for the American people. We're going to see fairness where our daughters not competing against our sons, and we're going to take on education, too, and make sure that CRT is not being taught in the schools and that the parents are not considered terrorists by the FBI. There are things we can do and need to do, and hopefully we will get done. I feel like it's incumbent upon us to do it, and I think the American people expect us to do it. We have a presidential coming up in 2024. We need to deliver in this midterm for the American people. So going into 2024, they think the Republican Party has the solutions that will make this nation so much more great. And our return us to the greatness again, as President Trump used to say. You know, it's not a bad thing to be proud of this country.
Well, when you go around the district, what are people, what do you think are the number one and two issues for your constituents when you talk to folks back here?
You know, when I was doing the town halls, Paul, obviously gas prices and groceries, we tell everybody it's a 3G election. You know, I think it's based on our faith, the good Lord, but also gas and groceries. That was a thing. Now, when mid through August, when I was out doing town halls, when they invaded Trump's house at Mar-a-Lago, then there seems to be an issue now. Why aren't we allowing the FBI to target conservatives? So I think the American people are a little afraid of the politicization of government agencies, whether it's the FBI or the DOJ or the IRS. Those are things now that I think we have to get a handle on. I'm looking forward to Jim Jordan to be chair of judiciary. I think we're going to have some wonderful hearings. We'll call some of these FBI people forward. We're going to try to get to the bottom of some of that. So there are a lot of things that they expect out of us, but you can pick a number of topics, whether it's inflation, energy, the border. The American people are not happy with the direction the country's going.
Well, in a few minutes we have left, talking about the issues, I mean, obviously the economy, obviously the crime, and this immigration issue as well. I mean, the open borders. And I know it's hard to do anything if the Senate ends up, unfortunately, staying Democrat. The Republicans can try to do something in the House, but we're just going to have to wait till if the Republicans don't take over, have a change in the White House in 2024 when it comes to immigration?
Yeah, but I think on immigration, though, here's the thing. Jim Jordan and I were talking at dinner a few weeks ago, and he brought up a value. I think it was a valid point. He said, hey, you know, he said they're going to need a debt ceiling increase. But typically, as conservatives, if we're just a no on things, we need to get to a yes if. And I think it's, hey, we might bump the debt ceiling up temporarily if you'll build a border wall. We as conservatives we've got to start getting something for our votes and for our districts. And so there are some opportunities. I think whether the White House is on board or not, they're going to need some money. They're going to need a debt ceiling. We're going to control the purse strings. So there's some opportunities for us to really impact change, especially with strong leadership from folks like Jordan and McCarthy. I think people who are willing to say, we cannot take a knee. We've got to get things back to a sense of what this nation is about and what it used to be about in protecting people's liberty and securing the border, obviously.
Well, the question is the frustration by the American public going to connect at the ballot box? And I was talking about some of the polls earlier, for example, Georgia, where you've got Governor Kemp ahead in the polls by like 5 or 6 or 7 points, but you've got Herschel Walker down in the polls, and you're like, Georgia folks, I mean, like I said, we were talking about, you know, Columbus, you know, West Point, LaGrange right there. Is how are they going to elect a Republican to lead the state, but then send the Democrat incumbent, Warnock, back to the Senate when Herschel Walker could help put a stop to some of this?
Yeah, I hope they go in there and just pull the top of the ticket Republican. I think I think that's going to happen, Paul. I have a feeling that the frustration to the level that the American people that I'm hearing in the district and that the people have had it with the direction the country's going, they don't see anything good the Democrats have done. You could just pick a nightmare, whether it's the border, energy, inflation, Afghanistan. Just pick you a topic right now. And I think that hopefully they go in and say, you know what, it's time to take the country in another direction. I am not better off than I was a few years ago.
Now, you obviously in Washington, D.C., and then back and forth here, but while you're in Washington, D.C., what are some of the pollsters talking? Let's first start off with the Senate, then we'll come back to the House. I mean, what are they saying? Is it just going to be, we won't know until November 9th at 12:01 about the Senate? Are these races going to be that close? Or is it like, well, we thought it, but now it's looking more favorable Democrat? I know it's state by state by state, but what are you hearing about the Senate and some of the states in specific?
Yeah, you know, I have heard that they feel pretty good about Pennsylvania, you know, with Oz. I think possibly Herschel, they hit Herschel really hard early on. The Dems spent so much money on negative ads. But it seems like to me it's trending back towards conservatives and Republicans. And that was just last week. Now, you know how polls are, and they don't really matter till the day of the election, really. But what I understand is that it seems to me that things are trending back to the right. So we for sure will get the House. I'm not sure by how many seats yet. But I think there's a great opportunity for us to get a two-seat majority maybe in the Senate. That's kind of – we'll just have to hope and pray for that.
So maybe a two-seat in the Senate. And let's go back to the House for a second. I know at one point they said this was going to be a wave election, that the Republicans were going to take it by a huge number. But what is the latest you're hearing, and is there anywhere in particular to watch for on election night from what you're hearing?
You know, I'm hearing, you know, somewhere between 10 and 15 seats possibly is what we would have a majority. And so I don't know off the top of my head, there's a lot of races that are obviously that are going to be close. But I think that, you know, years ago, if you were, you know, plus two or three Democrat, you were pretty safe in those districts. But it seems like to me right now, plus five Dems may not be. Those are now toss-ups. So there's an opportunity for us to gain a good bit of ground. And of course, when we do, we've got to do something with it like we talked about earlier in the call.
Yeah, and obviously, I think part of it, even if the Republicans can't take back the Senate, some of these hearings to try to get to some of these answers, whether it comes to what happened in Afghanistan, what's happening with hurricane relief, what was even going back to the pandemic, some of the when they weren't sending the monoclonal antibody treatments to the southern states, get to some of these answers that we know what was going on with this administration, but we need to get to the bottom of it.
Absolutely. And January 6th, don't forget that. Pelosi was in charge of security that day. And they told the guard to stand down. And, you know, to me, there are a lot of unanswered questions for the last few years. And even prior to just since I've been there, and you know, I came in 2020, this morning on January 3rd of 2020, but I'm over 2021. But I think that there are things prior to that that we need to get to the bottom of. And let's not forget the weaponization of the DOJ against the American citizens, especially. And also just the conservative voice is being crushed in social media circles where it seems like to me that the algorithms, they discriminate against conservative voices, and they try to quieten that political opinion. And so there are a lot of questions that we need answers to, and hopefully we can get to the bottom of it.
Absolutely. One more issue before we go is I know you're always giving your constituents opportunities to speak with you, and I know you've got something which is important to all of us. Again, it's get back to where we started off with this call about our veterans. And about if veterans have some issues, what they can do to work with your office.
Yeah, for sure. If you're in this, or even if you're not, but especially the 2nd Congressional District, we have offices at Wetumpka and Dothan and Andalusia and Troy now. We also do mobile office hours for veterans. So I'd encourage people to go on and find us on Facebook, U.S. Rep. Barry Moore, or they can do, Rep. Barry Moore, I think, is also the More You Know newsletter that we're on Instagram. But our offices are listed on our Facebook page. If they have any questions, concerns, please reach out to us. We solve 1,900 cases for veterans, Social Security issues, and passport issues in about 19 months. And so we want to make sure we're available. We're here to serve. And we want to make sure that if people need anything, they don't hesitate to call us. You shouldn't have to call your congressman, but we're going to make sure we help you cut through the red tape.
Hey, Barry, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate a lot going on, and I thank you for taking the time, your busy schedule, being with us today.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity.
All righty. That was Congressman Barry Moore talking about a number of issues going on around the country in Washington, D.C., and issues that relate back here to Alabama. So thanks for being with him today. So this is News Talk 93.1 FM. I am Paul DeMarco, subbing in for April Marie Fogle. She will be back.
We hope she'll be back. We have no communication with April Marie, Paul. She's completely off the air, the grid, the internet, what have you.
Well, I'm confident your listeners like, she better be back. So,
well.
So she'll be back. And we will be back after the top of the hour. We've still got a lot to talk about in the remaining hour of the program. So, again, continue to listen to News Talk 93.1 FM.